You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
What words can we say when we gather together and all our hearts are shattered? When we heard the Kol Nihi from Yishalayim in HaKadosh of a Shechita Neira, going to Shechita, Melubish Betalus and Tvilin, Shechita of a carbon for Klal Yisrael, nothing else. Oila Tmima, Talmud Chachamim, a Talmud Chacham Muflik, Achsido Prisha Rabbi Sai, a Yid Unukola Tairakula. He was our carbon today, along with other tzaddikim that were Mesenafsha Malkidish Hashem, who died only because they were Yidden, and killed only because they were Yidden, and died al Kiddush Hashem. But we all know a famous story with the Heilige Mashkiach Rab Chatzkel, that someone told him that he and his friend were saved. His friend was coiled by a poisonous snake, and his friend gave a scream, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the snake left him. And his friend became a Baal Tshuva, and Rab Chatzkel asked him, what about you? And he answered, it didn't happen to me. And we all laugh when we hear such a story. Rabbi Isai, we're in the same motif as this story. We saw what happened today. And are we going to go away with it without Isairis, without becoming Bali Tshuva, without changing ourselves? Or are we going to say it didn't happen to me? Talmud Chacham Shemeis, Hakel Kreivav, Hakel Kikreivav. Talmud Chacham that was murdered, Hakel Kreivav. It happened to us. Nobody's potter. It happened to us. We have to become Nisayro. We can't sleep. We can't be toilet in anything except in the Heilige Bashefer. We all know the Dvarim of the Heilige Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. The Rambam talks about when something happens, and we're toilet in Mikra, we're toilet in Sibes, we find reasons why it happened. We read the press, we read press releases, we hear reasons why it happened and for what reason it happened, and we're toilet in reasons in Sibes and Tiviyistik in Sibes. And we forget that the Yad Hashem in them, we forget that the Ribbono Shel Olam did it. It says in the Gemara on the Mizmor LeDavid, Bevorchem Pnei Avshalom, Zog the Gemara, Mizmor LeDavid, Kina LeDavid, Mi Bayele. Why did he call it a Mizmor? Zog the Gemara, David HaMelech said, Shema Evedei Mamzer. Maybe it would be a Evedei Mamzer, the Lechayis Abrei. Aave, he'll be a Evan, the Mamzer was not Chais on his father, he'll become, stand up on you, me. The Eibishter gave a Nevuah that someone from his house will stand up against him. Maybe it'll be Evan, the Mamzer. Now that's Avshalom. Oh, now it's Mizmer LeDavid. Zog the Heilige Satmerav, Pshatn, the Gemara, Neira, Vaoyim. If it'll be an Evan, the Mamzer, it'll be Derech Ha'olam. It's a normal thing for Eved or Mamzer to do something to a father. It's like Chayis, it'll be Mikra. Then I won't become Nisayra the way it should be. It won't be Nisayra for me, it won't be Nisayra for the Deir, it won't be Nisayra for Deiris. Mizmer LeDavid, David HaMelech said a Mizmer, not a Kino, because he heard that it came from Avshalom Benoi, and it's Shalaika Derech HaTeva, and you can't be toiled in a Mikra, you can't say it wasn't in Yad Hashem. Rabbi Isai, a besmedrish is a chayma. Talus and Tvilin is v'yor korokol amyorz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimeka. They're afraid of you. When you wear talus and Tvilin, the chitzenim are afraid of you. Kolshken of hasholten haraba. How did the Arab have the koyach to go into besmedrish? To be pirates together of a besmedrish? How did an Arab be able to touch a yid, a kodesh v'toyer, miyutif and talis and tefillin? How is it possible, Rabbi Yisai? It can't be mikre. It can't be mikre. Oy, mizmai l'david, b'vachay, b'nei avshalim b'noi. Oy, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us something to wake us up that you can't say anything else except it was Yad Hashem. Only Yad Hashem, there's nothing else that you can say it was. And if it was Yad Hashem, then the Rebbeinu Shalom is talking to us. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is talking to us. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to wake up. The Rebbeinu Shalom sends a koil koil, a koil tzaka, a koil shofar. The Eibishter wants we should hear koil shofar. We know that the Heilige Yid from Peshischa, the Yud HaKadosh, said that he hears already the Kol Shofar Shel Mashiach. It's hard for me to say pshat in such diburim, but I am afraid that I heard today a new pshat in the Kol Shofar Shel Mashiach that he heard already. The Kol Shofar Shel Mashiach is a coil of awakening of a hoyoy mahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. Ubo oivdim ubo anidochim. There'll come a day when there'll be a shofar gadol. The Yid HaKadosh said that the Rebbeinu Shalom already started with that Shofar Gadol. He started with that Shofar Gadol. You know what that Shofar Gadol is, Rabbi Yisai. Azelcha Mikrim, like today, is part of that Shofar Gadol that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to bring the Oivdim and the Nidochim back. Mizal Heron, the Shofar Gadol, was the Eibishtot Gibbelosenheint. The Eibishtot blew a koil Shofar today. He was Mezaki, Kedoshim, and Tairim, Rachmana Litzlan, Zoyful Yisayimim on the world, Azalcha Tair in the Shamas, but he used them to be able to be Mashmia, a Koil Shofar in the world, a Noyerdiki Koil, a wake up call, a Koil that has to be Mizdadeya, a person to move from where he is, to make a change and a dent in his life. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants today. He doesn't want we should go on as usual. Many of you probably saw gruesome pictures on Kalim Mikalim Shainim. Gruesome pictures which take away the Holy Seirus. Because that's not what the Eibishter wants, the gruesomeness of it. The Eibishter wants to be Shimon Mizbeinen in the Neure, the Kizach that the Eibishter did today. And what the Eibishter wanted to wake us up, to be Meirer us, to be able to change. And the Eibishter took a korban for Klal Yisrael. A korban, we have to realize, needs nesachim. A korban can bring nesachim. You can bring it the next day. You can bring it adasar yomim, the nesachim of a korban. The Sasemis and Pashas Nosai says a word which I think means what's negeya today. And as I state in Drashas Chsam Sefer, a korban without nesachim means a korban without tears from Bnei Yisrael. When the Eibishter takes a korban like he took today, a shchita neiraz, neiradike korban, the Eibishter wants we should be nesaira with demois. Demois that touch us in the pnimius alev, demois that touch us all the way in the depthness of our heart, that cause us to cry, mit oimik alev. Not wasted tears, not tears that bring us to change, tears that bring us to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom we want to be better, we want to come to you, we want to return to you, we want to change our ways, we want to use this Zairus for the right way, not Chas V'Shalom, to let it pass and to go back to our own way of life and to not to change and not to become differently. Avada Rabbi Yisai. When we hear the koil from Yizkadah, the Yizkadah Shmei Rabbah, from a young child saying Kaddish on his parents, on a father, Avada Tutisvei, Avada Rietisam, Avada Rietisam, the emotions of a person. But there's so much more to what happened today. The Eibster was boicher, a nefesh yikara, a nefesh yikara, ben onshel kedeshim, a nefesh yikara, who said no to the world. Who said no to the world. Who said no to all the offers that the world had to offer. Who said no to be the head of one of the greatest institutions of modern Orthodoxy. Who said no to the world. Who said no to the world's greatness. And said greatness means to be a parush, to be a chosid, to live a life of chsidus and parishus and of yediyas ha'Torah and esek ha'Torah, and to live a life not of gashmius, a life dovik to ruchnis. That's the nefesh that Revishtu took away today. Maybe he's trying to tell us that we have to emulate that nefesh. Maybe he's trying to tell you that we have to emulate that nefesh. How much do we have to say no to? How much do we have things that we say yes to, which take us away from our dveikus to Torah, our dveikus to mitzvahs, our dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Realize a yid that was able to say no to everything and change his whole derech achayim to a derech achayim of chsidus and prishus and dveikus to Torah akidosh on a neirah dikenoifen. That nefesh yikara was today a korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam, a korban for Klal Yisrael, that we should become this nisoider and realize what's going on, and realize that we have to emulate him, and we have to become our own nefesh to be makriv for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And our Mendel Shklover tells us in Kisvei HaGramam, Ukishein korban. When the Eibishter gives us in Golus and there's no carbon, what's our Aveda when there's no carbon? And he tells us with Chochmas Agamatri, which is now not the time for it. He tells us, Kishen carbon, the Eibishter gave us something else instead of a carbon. A blood Gemara, the Eibishter gave us instead of a carbon. A blood Gemara is today's carbon. A Gemara Seif Menaches Be'etem, Koloisik B'teira, Kila Hikriv Oila Chatos Mincha. He's makir v'karbon when he learns Torah. But that's when you learn Torah with hakrava, when you give something yourself for Torah, when you give away for yourself something for Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants we should be makir v'karbonis, so we don't have to be makir v'lebedikin karbon. We don't have to be makir v'lebedikin karbon if we'll live a life of hakrava a little bit giving away from ourselves, giving away from our luxes, giving away from all the amenities of life, giving away to all the fashions and going after all the fashions of life. If we will give away from ourselves, we'll be marking it from ourselves, from our atzmis. We wouldn't need such a neuchedike carbon. We wouldn't need to have such a carbon. And the Ribbono Shel Olam Tavegi Numen as a carbon. We have to see to it that it should be a carbon that touches us. There should be nesachim from this carbon. There should be a nesairus from this carbon. There should be a change from this carbon. We should do something. We should make a dent in our life. Lev Yodei Amoras Nafshei. There's nobody that could point fingers and say, this is the reason, that's the reason. We live in the dir of Eini Tonu Yodei Admo, Yisseinu L'Rinu. Eini Tonu Yodei Admo, we don't have no nevuah today. We have nobody to tell us, this is the Tam. Of a Lev Yodei Amoras Nafshei. A person knows his Fabititkeit. A person knows what he has to be Mishasakein. A person knows what he has to change. A person realizes what he has to change. One thing is for sure. We can't be Mekayim the Klol of Pnei Adar ke Pnei HaKelev. That the Chofetz Chaim said, Noch in the name of Rabbi Tzul of Elojana, that the Kelev, when the stick hits him, he bites the stick. We have to realize Sidoim instead of standing behind the stick. Avad is in the Araba of Hasholten of Folk. But that's not our Esik. That's not our business. That's not what we're here on the world for. To bite the stick and be a Pnei Adar ke Pnei HaKelev. We're here to realize that Sidoim Ribbono Shel Olam that's standing behind this. And the Eibishter pulls the strings in the world, and nothing happens without the Bara Olam. Nothing happens without the Eibishter. And it's only the Eibishter that did it. It's only the Eibishter that wants it. And if we don't wake up from this Shivtecha, if we don't wake up from this patch that the Eibishter gave us, the Nerdiki Yad Hashem that we were margish today, the Nerdiki Yadayim of the Eibishter that touched us today, Kaviyachoil, that touched every one of us, that we felt the Yad Hashem was negeya banu. If we don't take that Yad Hashem and chap on that Yad Hashem and pick ourselves up with that Yad Hashem that we saw today, Rachmana Litzlan, the Eibster Zalopiten, Hatzadikovat, the Einish Samalev, what the Einish is, if we don't take it to our hearts and we don't do something with it and we don't change ourselves and we don't change the direction that we're headed in. So everybody, when we come together for a Seirus, the Kabbalah that every Yid has to make by himself is that he's going to make a change and a dent in his life to turn himself in a different direction. To turn himself in a different direction, to change the direction of his life. To change the direction of his life that he should have a negiyah, somewhat a negiyah in the korban that we were makriv today, in the kabbonis we were makriv today, in the life that they lived, in what they stood for, and what they wanted, and what they lived for, and what they died for. But one thing is for sure that we learned from today's day, that if a guy was able to go through Kaisle Beis Medrash, and was able to touch a Kaddish V'Torah when he was Mu'utif B'Talus and Tefillin, it means that Klal Yisrael's Ituf and Talus and Tefillin, and Klal Yisrael's Kiddushas Beis HaMedrash needs a Tikkun. Let us be Mekabal on ourselves. Three simple Kabbalahs in the Yonim of Kiddushas Beis HaMedrash and the Yonim of Kiddushas Talus and Tefillin. One, to wear talus and tefillin from Omfang davening until Sof davening. Never to take off talus and tefillin before the end of davening. To wear talus and tefillin from the beginning of davening till the end of davening when your health permits you. Two, never to do something in talus and tefillin that doesn't belong to be done in talus and tefillin, and everybody understands what this all includes. And third of all, to bring down the minig that has no pshat to it, that you can walk by Bote Midrashim and see people walking in the street outside of a Beis Medrash and Talus and Tefillin, walking on the streets, drinking a coffee, talking on the telephone, doing business. Achmona Litzlan, the Gnai in Talus and Tefillin. Let us take our Talus and Tefillin that today was Nivgam by the hands of a Fasholten Arabah, and we see to it that we can be Mekadish our Levishas Tefillin, our Satvas Betzitzis, and be Mekadish our Batiknisiyas and Batimidrashis, that our Batiknisiyas and Batimidrashis should be clean of things, and of Kalim, and of other things, that our Peretz Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, that it would be the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash in the world would be the way it should be. Volt Nishalayim Yer HaKedesh and Araben Ishkikant HaReintraten and Abetz Medrash Rabbi Yisai. So we have to learn the simple limudim besides our private limudim. The normal limit of learning to be Mekadosh Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. Now to enter Kedushas Beis HaMedrash B'keilim B'keilim Sheinim. Now to bring in things in Beis HaMedrash that don't belong in a Beis HaMedrash. And to be Mahadar on our Ituf and Talus and Tefillin. To see to it that it should be B'kedusha V'tara. And with that Tekona we will be Mekadosh our Batik Nesiyas. And be misaken the chilul Beis HaMedrash and the chilul Talus and Tefillin that the whole world saw today. The whole world saw today a Beis HaMedrash and Arab could come in and shech the Yid. Rachmana Litzlan. And that chilul Hashem happened today. And then he saw that what happened in the Neileinu never since the Nazi Germany, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, killing a Yid and Talus and Tefillin, Rachmana Litzlan. It causes us to change and see to it to be Mekadosh Shmei Yisbarach and to work on Kiddush Hashem when we wear our talus and tefillin. Kiddush Hashem of our Batik Nesiyas and Batim Midrashis. And we should be Zeicha that Yishama Oit Sheid V'Sheve B'Gvuleinu. We shouldn't need another Seirus. We shouldn't need another thing to wake us up. This one wake-up call that we had today, this Neurdiko wake-up call should be the last one that we should be zeichet to see the Gula b'mehera b'yameinu.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.